BBC WM 95.6.
So what do you reckon? 58 is apparently... And how do they work these things out? I guess they ask lots of people. Survey, isn't it? 58 is when we are at our most content. We're at our most stressed at 35 because you're juggling kids and careers and mortgages and things like that. Well, is that true? Is that true in your instance? 03453 009956. Frederica Roberts is the happiness speaker and joins me now. Afternoon, Frederica.
Good afternoon.
Does this kind of tally with what you may have noticed as you've gone around the world, that we're most stressed at 35 and we're most content at 58?
Well, let me just say, first of all, that I'm not 58 yet.
You've got a long way to go, I'm guessing.
I've got a little while to go, yes. I'm 42, so...
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, I'm 41 and it's all downhill from here, I think.
No, I'm sure it's not. You see, I found, certainly from my own experience, first of all, that actually, as I have got older, I've felt happier, I've been calmer. In fact, somebody told me just today that I was a very patient person, and that's the last thing I ever expected anybody to say to me.
Oh.
Because I've never been patient, so maybe that is age creeping in.
Yeah.
And making changes. But I think looking around as well, and you've touched on some of those things, you know, as we get older, I think we have fewer of the worries that perhaps we have earlier on in our careers. We're not on that manic rat race of trying to establish ourselves, having a mortgage to pay, young children to look after and all of that. You know, by the age of 58, most of us have hopefully got a good career behind us, and unfortunately probably still an awful lot of it ahead of us. But our children have probably left the nest, and we might well have paid off our mortgages. And whilst money doesn't buy happiness, being financially secure certainly makes us feel a lot more calm and certainly more contented if we don't have to worry about how we're going to pay the bills from month to month. So I think those certainly play a part.
It's part of it that I've had. It's not midlife crisis, but when I kind of turned 40 and I've got two little boys, I've really started to question my mortality and think, oh, do you know what? I'm not going to be around forever. And it's kind of only just dawning on me. And I've spoken to lots of friends, older and younger, who say that they've had the same thing. They kind of turn 40, 42, 43, and they question their mortality. And then they get through it. Is it at 58, people are kind of accept the fact that actually, do you know what? We're going to die. Let's enjoy ourselves.
Well, there could well be part of that. I mean, I'm hoping that most of us, by the time we get to 58, are still a fair way away from that particular point in time. But being aware of your mortality, but also particularly being aware of just what matters in life. I think that's the big thing. You know, one of the big contributors to happiness, contentment, whatever you want to call it, is actually being appreciative of what you have rather than constantly moaning about what you don't have. And I think as we get older, and yes, we become more aware of our own mortality, of our friends' mortality, our parents and all of that, but we have more life experience in general. And I think that makes us more appreciative of the things that we have in life and what actually really matters, and all those things like family, relationship and all of that, you know, that are perhaps more important than the things that we worry unnecessarily about when we're younger.
Frederico, just going off on a very slight tangent, just if you don't mind, you're the happiness speaker, so you go around giving motivational talks to people.
Yes, I do presentations, keynotes and workshops.
And you make your living, you get paid for this?
Yes.
That is brilliant. Fair play. I'm one of those people who kind of, I look at my job from time to time and think, I've landed on my feet doing this. I get paid for this. Do you have the same thing? We're in quite privileged positions, aren't we? We're quite
absolutely
lucky.
Absolutely. I was in a school yesterday and I was running a happiness masterclass with a group of 17-year-olds. And we had such a giggle. In fact, I had to do a video when I got home because it was just, they were just laughing so much. And I got home and I thought, you know, I get paid for this.
Yeah.
But I'm sure I've come back more energised than they were.
It's nuts, isn't it? Frederica, we've landed on our feet, you and I, and we should be grateful for that. Thank you so much. Frederica Roberts, the happiness speaker.